You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Recently released music from New York City-based saxophonist Christopher McBride and his group The Whole Proof from their album The Hang, The Hustle, The Path. That was the track Punta Cana with keyboardist John Thomas, bassist Barry Stevenson, and drummer Michael Pilot, a collection of mainly original compositions from Christopher. Enter the province of Newfoundland and a recording out of St. John's from guitarist, producer, and arranger Dwayne Andrews from the album The Hot Club of Conception Bay. We heard I'll See You in My Dreams, and that track sees him working with vocalist Aaron Power and bassist Greg Earl, someone originally from Newfoundland who spent a few years studying music in France and began releasing albums in 2004. New York City-based vibes player Ted Pildsecker before that, music off OA2 Records from the album Peace Vibes, that was Whisper Not, which sees him recording with trumpet player Brad Good, bassist Gonzola Tepa, and drummer Paul Romain. And the set started with a project looking at the compositions of tenor saxophonist Fraser McPherson off the album From the Pen Of. We heard Night Spot, and that project draws on a number of different musicians. This was a recording in Sweden in November 2021 from tenor player Scott Hamilton, working with pianist John Lundgren, bassist Hans Backenorth, and drummer Christian Leth. We'll be right back.
a backbeat playing out the rhythm. Swing, fingers snapping when they feel it hit them. Makes you wanna giggle, makes your bottom wiggle whenever the music is swinging so free. Swing, you can bet those horns are gonna move you. Swing, bass and drums are really trying to groove you. Everybody's laughing, slapping and a-clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. Don't you know you better drop your frown the moment you walk through that door? Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your inhibition. Swing, while I said they're switching in the kitchen. Everybody's laughing, slapping and a-clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. You know you better drop your frown the moment you walk through that door. Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your inhibition, swing. While I set the switch in the kitchen, everybody's laughing, slapping and clapping. Whatever the music, swinging so free.
The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful holiday season.
This is Bird Note. The golden eagle is a bird of epic proportions, not only for their impressive size, but also for the many legends they've inspired across human history. They're one of the largest eagles in the world, with a wingspan of more than 7 feet. Though mostly dark brown, they are named for the golden feathers on their heads and necks that shine in the sunlight. Golden eagles mate for life and can live to be more than 30 years old. These are fierce and agile hunters with talons strong enough to break bones. They've been known to defend their cliffside nests against coyotes and even bears, and can take down prey as large as deer or livestock. For thousands of years, the Kazakh people of Central Asia have trained female golden eagles, who are larger than males, to catch foxes for their winter furs. This ancient form of falconry is so central to Kazakh culture that the golden eagle is the official national animal of Kazakhstan. In fact, the golden eagle appears on the flags and emblems of several countries, including Mexico. It is said that when the Aztecs searched for a place to start their empire, the god Huitzilopochtli told them to look for a golden eagle perched on a prickly pear cactus, devouring a serpent.